Today, I'm speaking with Geraldine Villeneuve, author of Put Your Best Feet Forward. And Geraldine holds a Bachelor's of Science degree, is a licensed massage practitioner, and has been teaching and practicing reflexology since 1981. Welcome to the show, Geraldine. I'm so glad you could join us and talk about the book.
Thank you, Diane, and also to Hay House Radio for this opportunity.
Well, I really enjoyed this book because it's about something that we don't normally think about unless we're in pain, and it forces us to think about it, which is our feet. And what interests me about the book is how connected our feet are to the rest of our body. Now, in the book, you actually trademarked the term structural reflexology. So I was hoping you could give us a little definition of what that is.
Sure. I have been practicing reflexology for such a long time, but eventually I started to get a lot of people who were coming to me specifically with foot problems. And based on some experience of my past training with joint structure, I realized that by working different ligaments and releasing tension in muscles, I was able to help people to recover from their foot problems. And in that process, it also helped them to relieve compensation in other parts of their body. It's so much more than reflexology. So it just came out spontaneously, and I just said, oh, it's structural reflexology. And then immediately I realized it really was, and then I went through the motion to trademark it and to make something of it. This was a term that people could come to and understand that it was more than just reflexology. It was about recovering from foot pain.
Right. And you started to experiment and develop this method by working with seniors in a nursing home as an aide. And you really saw some results with some of the patients there, and the other doctors and people started to take notice, didn't they?
Yes. This was at another hospital that I work, and I was an activities therapist where I would provide therapy through activities. And I decided to incorporate reflexology as one of the therapeutic practices. And the patients really responded. They seemed to come out of their heads, so to say, and really focus in on the feet and what they were touching and what they were feeling, because they also got to give as well as receive. And it was very impactful for them. And it was very noticeable to the medical practitioners there, and they could see something very special was happening during these sessions.
Well, one of the messages that I really got from the book is to start looking at my shoes. And like most women, I love shoes. What I didn't realize is the importance of good shoes and the damage that is caused by shoes.
Exactly. And you wouldn't think this would be a normal thing for someone to do consciously, but it happens every day. And this is why we're having an epidemic of foot problems, because the feet are very pliable, they will fold. It robs the foot of its true power of movement and the foundation of the body. And this, in turn, will create compensation throughout the rest of the body as the body tries to maneuver itself and balance itself.
And also, the interesting thing that I read in the book was that damage to the feet, not only causing physical pain, can also cause us emotional issues and contribute to depression. And I'm sure a lot of people aren't aware of this connection. And this is something that you've seen in your practice.
Many times. I've seen this many times. And it usually has to do with an individual who's been wearing a shoe that is substantially too small. And the telltale signs for me are a lot of curls, toes, and I'm talking about deformity from shoes, not congenital deformity, where there's a lot of callousing that happens in the foot based on how the toes rub against the shoe, and that there's not quite enough room. And the toes represent the brain. The reason it represents the brain is because when you stand and your toes are splayed outward, if you're barefoot, your toes are doing the job of balancing your upper body, your shoulder girdle, your neck, your head. And if they're nice and flat, or as flat as can be, they're doing their job to balance the upper part of your body. If your toes begin to curl, your upper body will also have to curl to stabilize the upper part of your body, because the toes are not available to the foundation for the upper body. And what this does is on the neck and the shoulders will start to retreat back to preserve the spine. And when you do that, it cuts off a lot of blood flow and neural activity to the brain. And this in turn can create chemical imbalance. In my opinion, I haven't actually done a study on this, but I've seen it through the feet many times, and these are usually people that have been wearing the wrong size shoe. But being able to recover dramatically by changing their shoe size, getting a little bit more rehabilitation on their feet with structural reflexology, opening up the joint and the vitality of the foot again. And this in turn, I've noticed with many of my clients, has made a tremendous difference in their mental capacity and their welfare to receive better signals and just feel freer. And
right, just better health and well-being, I would imagine.
They definitely feel a better sense of health and well-being and vital and more able to make concrete decisions that determine their welfare. And one gentleman in particular who was quite challenged because of being in the wrong size shoe, as it turns out, in my opinion, he went from being a recluse, not daring to leave his condo, to opening a latte stand in Telluride. And this happened over a period of months. But he definitely evolved into and emerged more into his normal self when he was able to release the tension that was causing his toes, which represent the brain, to unfurl. It was pretty fascinating. And he's doing really well to this day.
Well, it's so interesting, and the information that you provide in the book is really going to help a lot of people. And now that the book is out, will you be maybe speaking or teaching about this information? And do you hope that people take a look at the book and really realize that they can, you know, greatly improve their quality of life just by paying some attention to their feet?
Yes, I do certify people to practice here in Vermont, and I am teaching. I do have teaching engagements. I'll be down in Baltimore, Maryland in May, and I am working on a proposal to teach out in Vancouver, British Columbia. And I have several book signings that I'm setting up right now. So yes, I'm really excited to be teaching my message to people and helping people to understand their feet and how their feet can impact their health, and why it's so important to really love their feet and give their feet more attention than usual, because it will affect the rest of their bodies if they don't, and in one way or the other.
Well, I learned a lot from reading the book, and I think a lot of the listeners are going to benefit as well and start paying attention. People can find you with your website, Put Your Best Feet Forward, or also do a search, Geraldine Villeneuve, on Facebook. And do you like to hear from people to get in touch with you and ask questions?
Sure. They can reach me on my website, and I also have structuralreflexology@gmail.com. And I'd be happy to talk with anybody about their concerns with their feet. And I will also be doing a blog, so giving little tidbits about what you can do to help yourself and helping people to understand their feet.
Well, I'm so glad that you've got the book out there. I think a lot of people are going to benefit from this one. It's available now at balboapress.com. Put Your Best Feet Forward. And Geraldine, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much, Diane, and thank you for listening.